You control not a fucking thing. You're dumb. I have family. Nobody gives a fuck about Texas law and security. A fired cop. You're still not shit to me. You lied to Texas Workforce Commission. You would never fucking matter. You don't have shit to say, diagnose, be to me at all. Watchman Security is where I reported the elementary school. Whatever you thought you believed when hiring me, let it stem from a crack whore junkie prostitute saying good luck on your custody, or a attorney saying homicide taking off the table and a no-fault accident. And you don't try to kill me like you're something all grown up when you're all full of shit when you talk and gossip. I know people don't gossip. They even have fucking touched me. You don't get to fucking touch me. I'm not a little girl. And you don't get it. You don't fucking talk. Criminals from Bear County don't talk at all. I've never known you a day in my life. Go fuck asshole to mouth. Go fuck each other. They're so fucking nasty. They're fucking disgusting. And they have no influence when they speak for the rest of their fucking lives in this fucking world. You are of the dumbest kinds of fucking trashy people. I don't give a fuck what God you find, what hole you sell your pussy in, who your family, all their families, all of them. I don't give a fuck. You don't have humor for me, entertainment value. You don't have any personality that matters. I have experience of a lifetime that prove you would never fucking matter and you will get life in fucking prison. I was at work. They don't have these things to say. Nowhere in your life to matter to me. Not a fucking sympathy story, not a prison story, not an asshole to mouth crackhead dyke rape story. You don't. These people don't get rehabilitation. They're so irrelevant to life. The fact that you've done so much. You've done so much for nobody's living nothing lives to even fucking bother me. You don't bother me. All generations of some of these families are fucking so worthless. You're so shameful when you fucking breathe. And in others, you're still shameful. And then shameful. All heroin addict family in prison. You can't react or reach out. You don't fucking know me. You would never fucking know me. Any of us in my family have been to jail or been in a car accident is a completely different story. We are a completely different story. Any of us. Are you fucking dumb? Are you fucking... And just so you know, I don't have to give a fuck. I was at work. There's no house of COSA at all. You're a stranger who rented out a room. Now you're forgotten. Never to be remembered. Never to be remembered. There's no one to retaliate at all. Because that's from your own people existing in this world. I think they affect the lives of others they can never be in where they don't belong. They don't belong around me. They don't belong around my daughter. To affect her psychology at all. I'm from the dumbest city. Where they think they're habitual offenders. Or it doesn't matter how many times you've been. They're of the dumbest kinds of people and all associated. They don't affect no one's kids. Absolutely no one. A bunch of strangers. You have no reputations in prison. You never did. There was never a point to make. You have absolutely not a fucking one. You have none from your fucking jail, long gone, 6 years. I wouldn't be caught dead in public with you. And when people are from there, and there's no use in telling who it is, you look so fucking dumb. You don't bother a mother. You don't bother a mother. And there's no other way to explain what in through each agency I went through, but these people don't bother me. Nobody wants, you're not going to have a groupie meeting to be to hear snitch. You don't talk to my kind of people. You don't have a comment on a military case. You don't have a comment on a veteran associated to military. You don't have a comment associated to calling the cops. Like, you can go grab the cops like something happened to you. That's the funniest thing. In like somebody touched you. Somebody touched you. Somebody touched you. Now, why would somebody touch you? People don't have anything to fucking say. Not the thing to say to have bothered my fucking life, and no one's a child. You don't have a magical city, Bexar County Sheriff. There's no sheriff that has something to say, because you don't have anything to say from my family. Not my kind of family. You have nothing to say, actually, at all. Yeah, it's not his kind of family. We're American or military, so we're completely different. Acting like you got something to organize. People live in normal homes. It's on the internet. They live in normal fucking home. Acting like somebody's some multi-billionaire or something. Only the military is associated to Akeem Browder and Jay-Z. Akeem Browder and Jay-Z. Are you dumb? You don't have anything to do to me. For some nasty asshole of mouth people that are going to live a nothing low life their whole fucking life. To ever think you fucking want a life for them about homicide, even mentioned in my case. There is nothing in this world from them, from a fucking mother and child. There ain't shit from them in their whole lives, from their own criminal charges, from their own city, from their own people. You dumb bitch, there would never be something from me. There wouldn't be shit from me. My daughter? They rob people. You don't rob my daughter of her. Her money, her teeth, her time, her food, her energy, her emotions, her psychology, her mother. Are you so fucking dumb? They're literally useless fucking people. They're so fucking useless. Nobody gives a fuck what God you have either. You don't get it. You don't get reputation from me at work. The fact that the lowest of the low want them. The lowest of the low. You're losers. I'm not a loser. Point blank period, I'm feed you. I have an attorney and I leave. Nothing else, bitch. Not even for the detention. You have nothing to prove. And nothing to be. I wouldn't need to know you. And they're not cool people. Give a fuck about a hooker association. Where the fuck in that? For the whole existence of those people have overdosed on heroin. Trying to set someone up, rob someone, a kid. Rape somebody, threaten somebody. Dump trucks. They don't fucking matter. You don't get it. They don't fucking matter. They're asshole to mouth hookers. Asshole to mouth crackheads. Asshole to mouth crack fags. None of it would even be possible to be true. Disease fucking trash. And you don't, they don't speak to me at all. Not at all. At all. They're nobody. They really don't speak to anybody. They don't live in a world where they exist comfortably, where they can approach anyone for money, food, shelter, beg, favors, their kids' time, their work, their moment, their happy moments, their time, their anything at all. They stick to their own fucking people to even fucking bother me. It's so simple. That's not an entitlement issue. Get the fuck away from me with their fucking dumb talk. The way they talk, the way they walk, the way they look, the way they breathe. The way they think, they hustle, and they think in everything. They're so fucking pathetic. They're pathetic. They're pathetic. They're pathetic. There was never a point to make. Are you fucking dumb? Because you're not of my people. A people you can never be around. And someone you can never be. And a family. That's just fine. Not you. And nobody cares about yours. Nobody cares about yours. I'm not meant to fucking care. I'm a woman with a child. I'm not meant to care. No one is. Absolutely no one. You don't get to exploit my daughter. You don't get to exploit her at all. And there's no welcome to the world. You wish exploitation came from the stemming of strangers, gossiping and crackheads who have entertainment value and corrections who rape and human traffic. Versus her mother. Her mother. And USAA no fault. Me getting an attorney and nobody chases us in a store or attacks us. Nobody attacks her mother out normal. And then a blind spot accident where I didn't see it. And none of these criminals matter. None of them. None of them. There is nothing from the rest of yous. Point blank period that it never would be, no matter what family it is, whether it's military or not. Not my fault. And it's never going to be with yous. And I won't give a fuck. The other side gets protection order. You would never know my daughter. There's nothing in the world that makes you special. People die all the time. Innocent people. Innocent. Completely innocent. Innocent people. And it's sad. And then I have to get an attorney for a defense and you all committing crime. Because I was attacked by people. You don't get to retaliate for shit. Do you get it? There was nothing to fucking do. Your county sheriff's department don't impress no one. You don't tell no one what the fuck to do. There's all kinds of people all over the states that apply for exoneration from all kinds of places. All kinds of... Nobody cares when you talk about West Texas. There's a lot of places like West Texas and states all over the country. There's not like Bexar County. Not like Bexar County. There's many of... I mean, in my case, that everywhere to reference. I'm from Lubbock, Texas. But... not Bexar County. You only have Mexico and border town. You don't have anything to speak on me. There's many places like Lubbock, Texas, all over the state. It doesn't matter. People like you wanting attention, thinking you're better than somebody, goes to jail before people like, even when you have kids. Because you really have no excuse. What you participated in. Oh, you're a parent? That's not. Oh, you raise kids? Oh, you want some... Are you raise kids? Oh, you birth kids? Oh, you rape people? You want attention? You want somebody to seem obsessed? Oh, you threaten people? Oh, me? I go to mental health. And I get therapy. You are lying. Oh, because a hooker gossips and you want to seem famous? Oh, you think you're a better mother, but you never birthed a kid? Oh, you're a cop that really didn't sleep with anybody. And you couldn't claim anything of me. And you're not better than anybody at all. At all. And I'm somebody you shouldn't have fucked with anyway. But I know more. I know a little bit more. And that doesn't make me anything special. I'm just saying I know a little bit more. And go find all your homies. Go find all your homies. Don't go to work today. They might shoot you. Don't go to work today. They might shoot you. Somebody might shoot you. Are you not getting it? You have nothing to do to me. You're playing at H-E-B. H-E-B. H-E-B is going down to H-E-B. A bunch of pedophile sex offenders that can just walk off the street after fucking somebody in an alley. Then I'm at a concert at H-E-B. There are H-E-B all over the state. And then Mexico. And whatever you are in states further and further away, who knows? Who knows? Do I look? I can't see. Do I listen? Oh, I can't hear. Do I care? I don't shop at H-E-B. Now they're going to have a big old Tejano Music Awards of H-E-Bs. People who raunch at H-E-Bs. And of the dumbest country associated to them. Of drug dealers, gang members, pedophiles, dog prostitution. I'm frying a dog in North Korea. And I'm Buddhist. So you don't really have an exaggeration to make them seem like anything. You're like you're a market play. Everybody can walk up free. Look, free concert. Everybody, you know, pedophiles, anything, and come for everything. And the fucking sickest of pedophiles together in picture. The dog and the dog with the makeover. They're cheap. No matter what you have, they're cheap. They're cheap. People who support you, nobody care. You couldn't act so crazy, act like you matter. Like you matter, go pick up all his pedophiles, all the sex offenders you erased. Put them in a hole in your home. That's how they treat them. Because I'm not your people. Put them in a hole in your room, in your house. Y'all could all have sex together, have a cheap existence of personality. I'm just not cheap. I'm not cheap to have think you did something to me. No matter if I'm a veteran, I'm still not cheap. I'm not cheap. Like, you don't really make examples of others. I'm an American. And I've been kidnapped. And brainwashed. In places that are... And the San Antonio Spurs are bigger than cheap fucking Tejano. And your attractions of your people. They're really so fucking cheap. Fucking nobody cares if you like the Spurs with Spurs tattoos on your necks, on your penises when they're raping. They're so disgraceful in what they do and how they do everything. They're disgraceful on their vaginas, on their chest. Backpage has it on their chest. Those are the people that don't deserve to live. And their kids. You know, they birth Backpage kids. Backpage kids. We'll put a spur on their vagina, on their chest, on their penis. And, you know, rape in the name of God. I'm not a cheap person. No matter what, I come from strong people from the army. And though I got an accident, I did 4 months in jail and I went back to the army. I just had no memory of just being at home. It was hard for me to explain. I took the stand. You know, they can't help that I needed a victim advocate. I was kicked in the head. They didn't know these. And I didn't tell anybody because, you know, I had surgery by myself too. And I'm a single mom. You know, I'm a single mother doing everything by myself. So nobody had a reason to do anything to me at all. I'm not a little girl. I'm 39 years old. I don't know how old I was when I was younger and I got kidnapped so many times or in between or just empty. I just don't have memory. I don't have memory of this. Like, I was here, then I was here, and then taken to Dallas, taken to Mexico, and then, you know, to a cop's house, a detention or cop in my apartment when I have books on my bed, and memory gone, and he finds me later on Facebook, and then, you know, just memories are gone. I don't have memories. I don't have memories. I don't have many. I don't have many memories. And, you know, these are H-E people who play at H-E-Bs all over the state. Nobody cares. Bexar County is a big city. You pay at H-E-B. But nobody cares. I mean, you don't play at the PX on base. You don't play at the PX on base. This is where all my cousins are. You know, my family go wherever they are. Where my father's family is still military. And you mess with their career. 18 years she was in the military. For H-E-B. for an H-E-B concert. A cruise in Manila. An H-E-B concert. To do a free concert and joining the military for 18 years is not cheap. Is not cheap at all. Trying to fuck with my father, actually my home, me doing everything is not cheap at all. And cheap people don't control the veteran affairs. Earning VA benefits is not cheap. It's not cheap. I joined a big old military as a single mom. That's not cheap. That's not cheap. I still wrote a check anyways for my life as a veteran. I still wrote a check. I wrote a check. Me. I deserve a lawyer and a lawsuit. And all organizations involved in my kind of case. And my kind of who, what kind of person I am. Because that's what it takes for West Texas. Because I know what I know. And so do they. That's why I wrote the page where they're trying to find the missing of Lubbock. And I said I have dementia memory loss, but under horrible circumstances, I'm home. I found myself. I found myself. I found myself, and cheap people don't affect Call of Duty. They're too cheap. They don't affect Stop Soldier Suicide. They don't affect Grunt Style. They don't affect USAA. They don't affect my DDG4. They don't affect my honorable dish. It didn't come cheap. It didn't come cheap at all.